big, it eats like a meal.
The Morning Zoo on Power 92.
New music. Music.
Watts of music power. Music power.
Let's talk.
KKFR. Glendale. Phoenix. Power 92.
In the Morning Zoo is 2 after
See,
6.
I try so hard to help you. Just simply can't. Because the love we shared through the years.
Music in the morning, Power 92, chilling with Guy at 7 after 6 at 6.07, looking for 105 later today. Right now it's a balmy 78 in the valley. Got the power song of the day this morning at 7.10, good for $1,000. And it is National One-Hit Wonder Day today.
We started talking about this a little while ago. I guess a one-hit wonder is a band or an artist that only has one hit song and then drops off the face of the earth.
Goes bye-bye.
The world is spinning a little bit faster now. The Wild Cherry has dropped off the face of the earth. I don't know if you noticed that or not. But we're talking about Wild Cherry's one... let's see, what's another one? Playground in My Mind, Seasons in the Sun. You think of any more, Scott?
Let's see. Remember the group Level 42?
Yeah, Something About You.
Something About You.
Yeah.
Great example of a one-hit wonder.
Was Aha, Take on Me a one-hit wonder? Did they ever have anything else?
They had another one called The Sun Always Shines on TV.
Yeah, I liked that one.
But it didn't really go
anywhere. I don't know how
well that did. Nah, it sucked.
So I think that'd be a one-hit wonder. I think Aha would classify. That was a great video, too, if you remember that on MTV. It won a bunch of awards.
Yeah, one of the coolest ones. It was one of those early ones that was really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And something else on MTV that you've seen, what's that?
Yeah, Fish Heads.
Fish heads. Do you? You know that sounds familiar. Was that a hit?
Yeah.
For who? Who did it?
I had no idea. The video was always on MTV.
Oh man, I have no idea.
Sing it again, because it's a real catchy tune.
Oh, it is. Who is this?
This is Bear.
All right. We got one of them turkey pot pie t-shirts for you, but you got to promise never to call us and sing that song again, okay?
All right.
Hang on a minute.
Hang on a second, buddy. Hi, Power 92.
Hey, what about Captain and Tennille, Muskrat Love?
Yeah, but they had more than one hit. They had Love Will Keep Us together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do that to me one more time.
Now, I thought of a group that I'd like to know, well, I wouldn't like to know, but where are they now is the Village People.
You know, they are back together, and they're doing, like, a reunion tour.
You've got to be kidding me.
Not all are original members, but I think, like, 3 of the 5 or 3 of the 6 or whatever are the original members.
You guys got me. I can't think of any. Who sung Rock the Boat?
Hughes Corporation.
Very good, Dave.
Just kind of that
encyclopedia
of knowledge.
Is that a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a great example of a one-hit wonder.
Here's another one for you.
Okay.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Oh, geez.
Vanilla Ice.
No.
No.
Ah! What's your name?
Wes.
Wes, hang on a minute.
All right.
Reverse that record.
Now, would this group be a one-hit wonder?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Are they a one-hit wonder?
I'm not sure.
I'm betting they are.
I think they may have had something else.
Mm. Mainly known for this song, though.
Scratching our heads. If you think you know what that song is, give us a call at 260-6923. We got prizes for you on the other end of the phone. It is Reverse That Record at 10 after 6 on Power 92.
Power 92.
Yo, DJ, spin that wheel.
You won $2,000.
Here's how to win your share of thousands of dollars in cash. Listen every morning at 7:10 to the Power Morning Zoo. They'll announce the Power Song of the Day. Anytime you hear it, just be caller number 19 at 260-6923. We'll spin the wheel of 4 tunes and you'll hear 4 snippets of songs you hear all the time on Power 92. Name the song's title and artist in order and win $100 for each. Name all 4 correctly and win $1,000 in cash.
Thursdays, we double the winning.
On Thursday, name all four.
Oh, my God!
And win $2,000 instantly.
Nobody gives away more cash than Power 92.
Spin the wheel of four tunes and win big money
instantly.
From the station with the power to make you rich, your Power 92.
We've all been through it at one time or at used cars.
Talking about the ghetto.
Yo, Rick Rowan Freight Train Productions present Too Short October 19th at the Silver Dollar Club. Plus, with Too Short, it's T-Wax. It's the T-Wax album release party. Be there as T-Wax records his new music video. It's Too Short, T-Wax and more.
Time keeps moving, it won't stop. The second hand continues to go.
Come see T-Wax featuring JR and Nene introducing the ladies performing live. Also, the Magical LA, MC Mom, and the T-Wax Dancers. Don't miss this concert event headlined by Too Short in the House Saturday night, October 19th at the Silver Dollar Club, 417 East Madison. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations, Zio Records, Tower Records, Warehouse Records, and Smith Foods. For more information, call 258-0667. You can't hear me? I said 258-0667. Too Short with T-Wax. October 19th at the Silver Dollar Club. Audi 5000.
Tomorrow, Mark Harmon is a good...
Reverse 14 after 6. We got more people calling about National One Hit Wonder Day today than we do about the song.
Yeah, we sure do. And we got somebody on the phone. Who is this on the line, please? What's your name?
Manuel Lopez.
And where are you calling from this morning?
Tempe, Arizona.
In Tempe. And what is the song on Reverse That Record this morning?
It's Back in Love by Love LTD or...
Isn't it? It just LTD, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
LTD. Back in Love. Yeah.
Jeffrey Osborne.
That's right. How long ago was it? Did that song come out?
77.
About there.
And that was kind of a one-hit wonder type of thing too, wasn't it? LTD.
I think so. I think it was.
You are a winner. Congratulations! And we got more people on the phone here. We're going to talk to you in a couple of seconds about one-hit wonders. Good God, there's a whole bunch of these out there.
Got movie tickets for you, Manuel. Tickets to see the Power 92 premiere of Ricochet. Plus, we're going to give you your choice of Power cassette as well. Stay on the phone. Quarter after 6, LPD on a Power station.
Every time I move, I lose.
Music in the morning, Power 92. It's 617, 17 after 6. Got that Power song of the day this morning at 710. Good for $1,000. And make sure you're here when you hear the Power song later in the day. Be calling number 19. You get to spin the wheel of four tunes and win a grand from Power 92.
Oh, yeah. What's he gonna do for me? What's he gonna do for my love?
The most music in the morning, your Power 92, and Natural Selection is Do Anything at 21 after 6. 621, it's the Power Morning Zoo. Dave Ryan, Scott Thrower, Dina Fox, and 105 today. So really no relief in sight from this hot summer we found ourselves ensconced in. Right now it's 79 at Power 92.
One Hit Wonder Wednesday, and we got a bunch of people on the phone here, and they're all calling about one hit wonders, which is basically a band or a singer that only had one hit.
That's right.
We come up with, like, Playground in My Mind and Play That Funky Music, and what else we come up with? Seasons in the Sun.
Remember Terry Jacks? That would be a great example of a one-hit wonder.
Big time. What happened to him anyway?
He's probably like cooking fries at Wendy's or something.
That's right. He was on the drive-thru the other day. I heard him on the speaker.
Benny Mardones, Into the Night.
What a great song.
Pick you up,
that was
I
one
take
of my
you
favorites.
Into the night. Sing along, everybody.
Show you the love like you never seen.
That was a hit twice, too.
It was, yeah. Is that still a one-hit wonder?
I think so.
It was a big hit twice?
The only hit he had.
Boomerang hit wonder, I think, since it was a
yeah.
hit twice.
Came back, exactly.
At 6:22, got people hanging on the phone. What you got?
Why Me by Planet P.
Oh, my God.
Great
yeah.
song.
Yeah. How did that go? Can you sing some of that?
All I know is Why Me.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're a big help. Boy, it comes right back to mind now. What's your name?
Steve.
That was a big hit. I think it was number one. Hang on, Steve.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Why Me? Good Lord.
Yeah. Power 82.
One Hit Wonder?
Yeah.
What about When Will I Be Loved? Like 3 degrees or something?
When Will I See You Again?
Okay.
When Will I See You Again?
Yeah.
3 degrees.
Is that a one hit? I think they had other hits, though, didn't they,
yeah,
Scott?
Yeah, I think they did, too.
Did they?
Ooh. Okay, we don't know. One. You stumped it. Give us another one.
Okay, it's by Max Bear. The last song I'll ever write for you.
It's the last song I'll ever write for you.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we all remember that one. I think we ought to let it hang our heads in shame.
Come on, let's all break into The Wedding Song by Paul Stuckey.
The Wedding Song?
Oh, you know, they sing that at, like, every wedding.
What's that?
Is now to come before you at the calling of your heart.
Obviously, Dave and I have never been married.
Yeah, well, Scott would know that one, wouldn't he?
There is love.
Hang on.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Proof of birth date required.
626, 26 after 6 at the Power Station. Traffic is sponsored this morning by London Gold. Always better than a sale.
And here is Mark Jeffrey with the traffic on your Power 92.
Dina, not as bad as it was yesterday morning at this time, but problems nonetheless. Superstition westbound, West Mill Avenue accident, middle lane. DPS moving it as we speak. Curiosity is going to be a factor. So we've got heavy traffic after you pass Rural Road towards I-10. Super westbound or inbound. 27th Avenue southbound, south of Thomason and Canto Boulevard. Pretty good sized fuel spill. Only one lane to work with, and we're waiting for some sand to be thrown down the roadway. City of Phoenix workers on the way. 27th Avenue southbound in Canto, you may want to avoid that area. Black Canyon southbound, kind of slow and go near Metro Center. And here's the tip. Cops are getting ready to set up radar in the area. I don't want to tell you exactly where, but right around Metro Center, I-17, some radar pretty soon. And inbound on the Dreamy Trail, the top end, 32nd Street in Shea, a two-light delay as you head southbound. Mark Jeffrey, Airborne, Dependable Road Watch on your Power 92.
Good morning, this is Dina Fox with your Power 92 information update. It's 79 degrees at 628. British hostage Jack Mann was released yesterday after 2 years of captivity in Lebanon. He was reunited with his wife yesterday in Cyprus, and they are expected to arrive in Britain this morning. Democrat Ed Pastor was the winner in yesterday's statewide election to succeed Representative Morris Udall in Congress. He is the state's first Hispanic to go to Congress and won over Republican Pat Connor yesterday by nearly 10,000 votes in the Phoenix and Tucson areas. In the second day of preliminary hearings yesterday, an investigator testified that one of the Tucson men charged in the Phoenix Buddhist Temple murders belongs to a gang, and he said that 20-year-old Dante Parker led the robbery attempt which resulted in the killings last month. And the actor who played Eddie Munster in the 1960s TV series The Munsters has been sentenced to 2 years probation in connection with an attack on a limousine driver last year. A judge in Wheaton, Illinois, ordered Patrick Lilly, better known as Butch Patrick, to perform 200 hours of public service in addition to paying a fine and restitution to the victim. Valley weather, sunny today, the high temperature 105, clear tonight down to 78, and tomorrow partly cloudy, the high temperature 102. Right now it is mostly clear. It's 78 out in Scottsdale, 79 downtown, and that is your Power 92 information update at 629. Good morning, this is Dina Fox with Dave Ryan and Scott Thrower on Power 92.
29 after 6 in the Power Song of the day worth $1,000 at 7:10 this morning on the Power Station.
Baby, baby, baby. Whoa. Hurt you. Never do anything to hurt you. I'll give all my love to you. And if you need me, baby, I'll come running all day to you.
Let's go. Break. The most music in the morning, your Power 92 is 634. You want to get rich? We got the Power Song of the Day this morning and the Wheel of Four Tunes at 710.
There's gold in them there records. There are.
Yeah. Yeah, there's birthdays on the phone right now. If you want to get a birthday in, it's the last chance to do it. The birthday list is coming up next. You know somebody with a birthday in the Valley today? Call us and we'll tell everybody about it. 260-692-3. Vanessa Williams running back to you. It's fresh new music on the Power Station. The most music in the morning, Power 92. Vanessa Williams and running back to you. 22 until 7, 638 in the morning zoo. 105 later today and mostly sunny skies. Really no change from what we had yesterday. It was baking in the afternoon
it was
yesterday.
Hot.
It really was.
this late in the year? Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah,
the
air conditioning in my car isn't working. I didn't think it was going to be a problem at this point in the year.
It's terrible. I was trying to play Super Mario World yesterday on my new Super Nintendo.
Oh, brag,
and,
will ya?
You know, got that brand new 16-bit Super Nintendo. Anyway, I had to turn the ceiling fan on in the bedroom there while I was playing because it was just too darn uncomfortable. And you know, to concentrate while you're playing Super Mario World, you gotta have it nice and cool in there.
I tell you what, it is no fun when you got the distraction of that ceiling fan up above you whirring around when you're trying to play Super Mario Brothers.
Then Dina came in with her big hair and then got her hair caught in the ceiling fan, and it was kind of a mess, and that's why she looks a little funny today.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. That's the last time I ever go over to Dave's.
Let's hope it's cooler so we don't have that Super Mario accident again.
Oh, man.
Today, right now, it's 79 degrees at Power 92.
Look in your paper this morning, okay? We've got a brand new contest. We're coming up with so many new contests. Guess what's on my fingers? What's on my breath? Vaseline phone, our favorite. This is a new contest. Look in the paper this morning in the Arizona Republic. Not in the Trib. So if you only get the Trib, let's say you live in the East Valley, get the Trib.
Right.
Go out and buy yourself a Republic this morning and look in the paper. Find the picture of Scott Thrower and Dina Fox and win $100. That's all there is to it. Simple as that, okay?
Yeah. So you go out, buy yourself, invest what, 25, 35 cents in a Republic this morning? It could win you $100 if you find the picture of the lovely picture of Dina and I.
Yes.
Now, it's kind of tricky to find because if you don't know what they look like, it's going to be a little bit tough.
Right.
But we'll give you some hints if you can't find it. Look through your paper, the Republic. Remember, not the Trib, the Republic. We love the Trib, too, but this just happens to be in the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Find it. Call us at 260-6923 when you find the picture of him. Now, if you know what Scott and Dina look like, it's already... Isn't it an advantage to know what you look like?
Probably.
I tell you what, if you don't know what we look like, little tip for you, 44th Street and Van Buren, brand new Power 92 Morning Zoo billboard. Our faces are on it. If you drive by that this morning, you'll find out what Dina and I look like. And you can kind of go from there.
Gross. We're on a billboard?
Yeah.
Gross. All right. So anyway, call us if you find us in the paper, Scott and Dina in the paper this morning, 260-6923. First person to call in when they find it, describe the picture, you win $100.
641. 19 before 7, we got the birthdays, the star-studded celebrity birthdays, the local celebrity birthdays for the day.
All right, here we go. Anthony Athion of Phoenix, 9 years old, from your aunt, grandma, and grandpa. Lisa Corrales of Phoenix is 11 years old. Happy birthday from Nicole. Stephanie Padilla of Phoenix is 16. Happy birthday from Rita, from Ree and Diana. Jimmy Powell of Phoenix, 18 years old, from George. Happy birthday. And Christy Cordero of Phoenix, 14 years old. Happy birthday from Christine. A couple more here. Greg Barlow is 13. Happy birthday from Michelle. Dane Munoz is 1 year old today. Happy birthday from Mom and Kelly, and Monica Medina of Scarsdale. Happy sweet 16th birthday from your family and from Dina.
Yeah.
All right, the stars of the celebrities, really famous people having birthdays today. Heather Locklear, I almost said Heaven Locklear, which really pretty much is the case.
All
it's
right.
True, yeah.
30 years old. Cheryl Teagues, 44 and looking good. Michael Douglas is 47. Barbara Walters, 60. Mark Hamill of Star Wars, etc., 39 years old. Christopher Reeve, Superman, 39. And Juliette Prowse is 55 years old today. Gomer Pyle debuted on television on this day in 1964. And the Partridge Family debuted today in 1971.
All right, no comments.
What,
all right.
What do you
all
say
right.
to that?
All right, I know every listener right now, as they're brushing their teeth, they're making a joke in their mind right now going, oh, okay.
And they're spitting toothpaste all over the bathroom mirror.
Just don't go slugging anybody.
Okay, here's your pop quiz. Michael Douglas' birthday today. He's 47 years old. He was in Fatal Attraction.
And looking excellent, I might add.
Looks okay for 47. In Fatal Attraction, his wife, remember, she goes out of town. Ann Archer goes out of town.
Right.
And leaves him some leftover spaghetti in the refrigerator. She's gone for the weekend, remember?
Uh-huh.
Since he spends the weekend with Glenn Close, he never does eat the spaghetti, so how does he get rid of it? That's the question. Remember in the movie Fatal Attraction?
Oh, yeah.
She leaves him the spaghetti in the refrigerator, says, honey, if you get hungry over the weekend, there's leftover spaghetti. He comes home late on Sunday afternoon after sleeping with Glenn Close all weekend.
For 2.5 days.
Yeah. Notices the spaghetti in the refrigerator and goes, oh, my God, how am I going to get rid of this? I'm not hungry. What does he do to get rid of it? Okay? Tell us and you win 260-6923 at Power 92.
It's the big one. Presented by Power 92 and Coors Light. The ultimate Sun Devil football party that kicks off a
whole season of tailgate parties. America's original sports bar in the Arizona Center, 3rd Street in Van Buren, is going to host the Valley's biggest pregame tailgate party this Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Power 92's Tim Bird as your quarterback. He's going to be passing souvenir silver bullet footballs, handing off special edition Power 92 Coors Light t-shirts, and if you catch the scrambling Birdman, you can sack him for a pair of tickets to the big one, ASU versus Nebraska at Sun Devil Stadium this Saturday. The sports bar will have specials on Coors Light and plenty of games to play to win your share of the 92 prizes to be given away, including lots of tickets to the ASU-Nebraska game. So put on your football jerseys, bring your friends, and come to America's original sports bar this Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m. for the big one, the Valley's gigantic pregame ASU tailgate party, presented by Coors Light and Power 92.
644, 16 before 7, up to 105 later, right now 79, and we're working on the pop quiz this morning on Power 92.
Michael Douglas was in Fatal Attraction. He's 47 years old today. In Fatal Attraction, his wife goes out of town and leaves him some leftover spaghetti in the refrigerator. She's gone for the weekend, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Since he spends the weekend with Glenn Close, she starts freaking out on him, won't let him leave and stuff like that. He never does eat the spaghetti, so how does he get rid of it before his wife comes back into town? All right, let's get on the phone here, 260-6923.
Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Nikki.
Nikki?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Nikki?
Phoenix.
What does he do with that spaghetti?
He fed it to his dog.
He fed it to the dog. Yeah.
Nicely done.
By any chance, you remember the dog's name?
No.
We don't either, but don't worry about it. It's not important, not part of the question. You are a winner,
oh,
Nikki.
Oh, great.
Congratulations. You've won a boiled rabbit? What?
Yeah, cool.
Oh, Scott.
From Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
No, seriously, you've won premiere passes to Ricochet. You've also won your choice of power.
Home of the Power Morning Zoo and the most music all day long. Power, Power 92.
The most music in the morning, your Power 92, 653, and Boys to Men, Motown, Philly, 7 until 705 later, and right now it's 80 at Power 92. Keep it right here, because we got that Power Song of the Day, good for $1,000 coming up in about, 15, 20 minutes from right now on the Power Station.
Make sure you're here, it's your chance to win, and also another chance to win, not nearly as much, but if you got a Republic, an Arizona Republic this morning, we got a $100 bill for you, if you can find somewhere in the 8 or 10 sections of the paper this morning, the Republic only, the picture of Scott and Dina.
Dave's not in the picture. It's just a picture of Dina and I.
Wasn't there that day. So right. Well, there's a picture. Now, the contest is find the picture. We're not going to describe it to you or anything. And it helps to know what they look like, but it's not necessary to know what they look like because hopefully you'll be sharp-eyed enough to spot it anyway.
Right.
Okay?
We got people ready to guess at 260-6923.
Let's get on the phone here. Hello, Power 92.
Are Scott and Dina in the picture welcoming the baseball players back?
What? You know what? Somebody just called about that one.
Oh,
the one on the front of the Valley and State section?
Yeah.
Which ones did you think were Scott and Dina?
Well, I know what Scott looks like. I'm not sure what Dina looks like.
Where do you think Scott is in this picture? Let me show you guys. I don't know if you guys can see. I'm showing Scott and Dina here. It's the one that says, Welcome Tokyo Yamurai Giants or whatever.
Okay.
Where do you think Scott is?
And is he at the far end of the banner?
The far end on the left side?
Yeah.
No. Where do you think Dina is?
Well, I don't know if she's being hugged by that guy or else in the middle. I've seen pictures of Scott, but I haven't seen any of Dina.
We call Dina Butch around here, just kind of a nickname.
Thanks, Dave.
No,
I'll
Dina,
meet you outside after the show, pal.
Dina does not look like a guy at all. Dina's very feminine.
No, I don't mean the far end. I said in the middle.
Oh, in the middle with the earrings on. No, that's not them. As a matter of fact, they're not even in that picture.
Oh, no. Well, I already went through everything. The only other possible... I already called them all in, except they certainly aren't in Meet Me in St. Louis, are they?
Never did that stage show.
No. You guys weren't in Meet Me in St. Louis. That's the deal. Look in the Republic this morning. Unfortunately, it's not in the Trib. I don't know how the Trib missed this.
Here's a little clue for you.
Give us a clue.
Help you narrow it down. It's in today's Republic.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
today's Republic. Run out on your front porch and get the Republic. If it's not, if you don't get one, then run to your neighbor's house and steal one, because you know they're probably still inside blow drying their hair in the shower right now.
Yeah.
Run outside, steal their Republic. Look in the Republic, find the picture of Scott and Dina. Call us, tell us where it is, and you win $100 on Power 92.
Here's what's hot and happening from Power 92.
Power 92 is everywhere. Join Power 92 every Saturday night for the original Saturday Night Dance Party at What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef is at the corner of Hayden and McDonald in Scottsdale. Then join me, Timber the Birdman, for a Coors Light tailgate party. I'll be at America's Original Sports Bar Thursday, 5 till 8, and Saturday at After the Gold Rush, 1216 East Apache Boulevard in Tempe. Both events are co-presented by Coors Light. It's your chance to win prizes and get ready to cheer on ASU with your Power 92.
Power 92 is everywhere. For details, lock it into the fresh one, your Power 92.
Hi, I'm Oprah Winfrey. Would you?
Oprah's on today at 3 on TV3.
No one needs to tell you that our world is going through tremendous changes. Now, keeping up with the day's events is more important than ever. Hello, everyone. I'm Cameron Harper.
And I'm Heidi Fogelsong. At the end of your day, you can count on News Channel 3 at 10 o'clock to fill you in on all the day's news, weather, and sports.
Plus, you'll also get information your family can really use in our special Arizona's Family Matters segment.
So before you turn in tonight, turn on News Channel 3.
Join us, Cameron Harper.
And Heidi Fogelsong, weeknights at 10 on News Channel 3.
It is 6:57, 3 before 7 at Power 92, traffic sponsored by the tourism merchants at Lake Powell, 278-8888 for details.
And here is Mark Jeffrey with the traffic on your Power 92.
Dina, thanks. Papago, that's I-10 eastbound, 51st Avenue, 3 accidents all over to the left side of the road. Curiosity is your biggest enemy. You're backed up by a mile and a half. That's I-10 eastbound, 51st Ave. Superstition, just as bad, inbound accident, westbound west of Mill, over to the right side of the road. Everybody's slowing down, take a look. Not much to see, trust me, I saw it. It's backed up towards Fiesta Mall. Traffic, that is. Think about an alternate to inbound Super and inbound Papago. Everything else is normal. Mark Jeffrey, Airborne, Dependable Road Watch on your Power 92.
All right, 1 minute before 7 o'clock, 6:59 at Power 92. Still trying to track us down in the paper. You're looking for Dina and I somewhere in this morning's copy of the Arizona Republic. There's a picture of these two, and if you can find it, tell us what page it's on. Describe it. You win $100. Look closely. It does clearly show their faces. Some people have wondered if they've got their backs to the camera. No, clearly shows their faces. Figure out where it is and call to win.
You're the very best.
The most music in the morning, Power 92. Jazz McGuy and James Ingram, number one song in the Valley in the last 2 weeks on the official Phoenix Top 30 Countdown. Find out if it remains number one or slips a couple of notches this weekend. Sunday morning, 7 o'clock, be here for that. Just around the corner, a couple minutes away, we've got the Power Song of the Day and the Wheel of Fortune song snippets for you. And that's good for $1,000. It's just around the corner on Power 92. And just out on the porch right now is your Arizona Republic this morning. We suggest you go get it.
Go get it.
Before
yeah.
your neighbor steals it. And if you don't get one, steal it from your neighbor, because you're going to need it for this contest we're doing this morning, all right? Look in the Arizona Republic. It's also going to be in the Gazette later on this afternoon,
right.
Okay? In the paper this morning, did make it in the Trib, somewhere in the paper, we're not telling you where, is a picture of Scott Thrower and Dina Fox.
Right.
Okay? What you have to do is you got to find that picture and call us, tell us where it is. Somebody already guessed the front of the Life and, what was it, the Valley and State section of the welcoming the Japanese baseball team to the Valley.
That's not it.
Not the one.
That is not the one.
Somebody else said something about the cast picture of Meet Me in St. Louis. That's not it either.
Not it. Never done Broadway.
No, you never have. Figure out which picture they're in. Call us, describe the page and all that, and you get $100. 260-6923. It's kind of tricky, but it is fair in the fact that you can see their entire faces. Your faces are entirely visible.
Absolutely.
You can plainly see our shining little beacons of faces. At 4 minutes after 7, where do you think our picture is today?
I found it in the community section on page 5 amongst the wedding couples.
Really? Let me find it. Let's see. Wedding section. All right, where is our wedding section? You've got it over there, Scott.
In the community section.
Okay, on page what?
5.
We've got it on a different page. What page is our wedding section on?
On page 9.
Yeah.
Well,
what
I'm
part of town are you in?
Oh, I'm in in the Maryvale area.
Oh, well, maybe that's why. In the community section. Describe the picture to us.
Well, it has a picture of a lovely lady with a nice headdress, I might add, some beautiful flowers.
Mm-hmm.
A guy in the background with a shirt that looks like it's too big for him.
And what are the names on that?
There's Dean Powers and Nyra Thrower.
Not Thrower.
No, read
oh, Rower. Rother?
Routher.
Routher.
Routher. Huh.
And what is your name?
Effie Hudson.
You found it. That's
yes.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe you found it so fast. How'd you know to look there?
I didn't. I was looking through the paper, and I was flipping through looking at all the pictures, and I went back again. I said, it has to be here.
You're amazing.
I just got a closer look.
I can't believe it.
And when you got that closer look, boy, were you frightened, huh?
I started screaming. I thought, oh, my God.
Scott is dressed up as a bride in this, and Dina is in a tux with a mustache.
I mean, is that really his hair?
That's all Scott's hair.
See, now, I don't have big hair, do I?
No.
Well, not in this picture. It's all slick back.
But that is Dina's real mustache, though.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
That's great.
Was that tux a little big on you?
The shirt was large.
A little large on you, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that dress was really tight on me.
Yeah, I know. You looked hot.
Ooh. So what do you think? Do I look good as a woman?
No.
No,
like
no, not at all.
You look like somebody from probably in Arkansas.
No, the guy that looks from Arkansas, looks like he's from Arkansas, is right below Scott and Dina. That guy in the cowboy hat.
And that big droopy mustache.
Big mustache?
He's something else.
You got to admit, though, the expression on Scott's face does look very much like a happy bride.
It's on page 5 in your community section?
It's on page 5.
It might be. It's on either 5 or 9, depending on what part of the valley you're from, on page 5 or 9. And you got
$100. All right.
You hang on a minute.
Thank you.
You sharp-eyed thing, you.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you did great. We didn't expect anybody to get it nearly that fast.
I can't imagine how she got it. It's a picture of Scott and Dina dressed, Scott's dressed as a beautiful, blushing bride.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, you're not that beautiful. You're kind of ugly-looking thing.
Oh,
and Dina,
Dave.
Dina makes a pretty realistic guy in the back. I think it's the mustache.
You know what Dina looks like? She looks like Pepe Le Pew.
Kind of.
I look like my father, kind of, which is scary.
Can we? Do you really?
No, I kind of do look like my dad.
Look like Sheldon?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And this is in the community section of this morning's Arizona Republic. We have it on page 9, but depending upon, like Dave says, what part of the valley you live in, it might be on, like, page 5, et cetera.
In the wedding section. Read this. Read the whole announcement there, Scott.
Well, let's see. The groom's name is Dean Powers. Well, of course, Power 92. And Dean is another way to spell Dina.
Right.
And Nyra Routher, that's me. Nyra is Ryan rearranged, and Routher is Thrower rearranged.
See how clever we are?
Yes.
You know how? Notice how clever the three of us are.
Are you
impressed?
Can you tell we stayed up late at night trying to figure
this
out?
We really did. Long time.
Let's see. Dean Powers and Nyra Routher were married July 20th at the home of the bride's parents in Scott's Bluff.
Get it? Scott Thrower. He's bluffing. Get it? It's a joke.
Scott's Bluff, Nebraska. The bride is the daughter of Bruce and Terry.
Who are Bruce and Terry?
Just some couple we know. I don't know. They might not even be together now.
I don't think they are.
They're in Scott's Bluff, Nebraska.
Yeah.
The bridegroom is the son of Butch and Maggie Powers. Van Buren, Arkansas. Van Buren, of course, being our famous local street reference.
Our favorite local street. And that's it. Thanks, everybody, who tried calling in to find the picture in the paper. And if you want to look at it, it's in the community section of the Republic or Gazette today, either on page 5 or 9 or maybe on another page, depending on what part of the valley you're in. They do different versions for each part of the valley.
And Dina, come over here. You may now kiss the bride.
When are you guys going to consummate this whole thing anyway?
Right now.
You're going to carry Scott across the threshold?
We're leaving.
I'd like to see that. Have a nice day. It looks like me and Greg are new to the show rest of the day here. All right. If you haven't found that, I'll tell you what. Call us up and we'll try to fax it out to you. If you get into work and you can't find the paper or something, we'll fax it out to you.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, go steal it off your neighbor's porch.
9 after 7 and the Power Song of the Day is next on Power 92.
Go for it.
Power 92.
Well, meet the little June bride.
Are you going to kiss the bride yet there, Dina?
We were supposed to have been able to do that after July 20th, according to the story in the picture.
Come here, you big steaming hunk of female flesh, you. Come here.
Bride and groom, Scott and Dina, in the paper this morning. We'll tell you more about it if you know what we're talking about in a little while.
It's 10 minutes after 7. We do have the Power Song of the Day for you, as well as the all four snippets on the Power 92 Wheel of Fortunes.
All right, the Power Song of the Day is going to be... Are you ready? Listen close.
Yes,
it's
going to
be
yes.
Keith Washington, Kissing You. How does that song go, Dina? Sing a little bit of that for us, please.
I can't sing.
Come on.
No, I can't sing.
Oh, neither can we. Scott, go ahead.
Kissing you.
Thank you. That's a big help.
You got me in the mood. Ah!
You know the song. When it comes on, you grab the phone. You'd be caller number 19 at 260-6923. If you are, you'll spin the Wheel of Four tunes and name the four songs in order, title, and artist to win up to $1,000.
Listen to these snippets real close.
Tough. Okay, there they are. A little preview for you. Don't call yet. You need to call when you hear the power song of the day, Keith Washington and Kissing You. When it comes on, be caller number 19, 260-6923. Or you can call to tell us how ugly that picture of Scott and Dina is in the paper this morning. No, there's no arguing. They're the ugliest couple I ever seen in all my born days.
That's god-awful ugly.
Woo! Power song's coming up in a while. Power 92.
Music in the morning, your Power 92, 16 after 7, 716, 105 later, right now, and even 80. And we do have the Power Song of the Day today.
It's coming up soon, probably before 8 o'clock. Listen for Keith Washington and Kissing You when it comes on the radio. Be caller number 19.
The most music in the morning, Power 92. Emotions from Mariah Carey at 20 after 7, 720. Zipping up to 105 later. Right now, it's 80 at Power 92. I guess we should mention that $1,000 song of the day today, huh?
No, because we don't want anybody to win it. We would really like to keep the $1,000 for ourselves, all right? No, of course, the Power Song of the Day for your chance to win a grand is Keith Washington Kissing You. When it comes on, it's easy to win. Just be caller number 19, 260-6923. Spin the Wheel of Four tunes, name them, and win the grand.
All right, she's on the telephone. She's calling from work this morning, and she wants us to fax her a copy of the picture of Dina and I from the Republic this morning. I'd love to do it for you. What's your name?
Liz.
Liz, how come you don't have a copy of the Republic this morning?
Because I have the Tribune.
You get the Trib.
The Tribster.
Yeah, because the Republic carried the picture of Scott as a bride and Dina standing right behind him as a groom with a mustache. That wasn't even real hair on your lip, was it, Dina?
No, they had to make it.
Was it like an eyeliner or something?
They drew it on me. I had to go to somebody to do like one of those makeover things, but kind of the wrong way.
Yeah, and same here, too. I mean, I spent like 2.5 hours or something.
Yeah, we sat there for hours getting made up like that.
And I think now, after a month, Scott, you can take off all that makeup, take off that dress.
Wait, I'm going to Second and Roosevelt, Dave.
Quit it. All right, Liz, it's on its way.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Appreciate it. 22 after 7, 722. By the way, thanks to Rob Beck Photography.
Yes.
And Azteca Formal Wear for helping us out with this thing in the Republic this morning.
The guys at Azteca, they always cooperate whenever we need something. We say, hey, we need a tux for the March of Dimes bid for Bachelors or for the telethon or something like that.
Or Scott needs a wedding dress.
Scott needs, Dina needs a tux for her groom photo.
They just don't have tux shirts, though, made for women, if you know what I'm saying. That's
not really.
It has to look big.
A little loose around the collar, a little tight in the chest there, I think, where the problem was. Yeah. But thanks to Azteca Formal Wear over on Washington.
Anyway, we got more people holding to talk about this thing in the paper this morning. We have it on page 9 of the community section in the Republic. Might be on a different page depending upon what part of the valley you live in. Right. Is this Manuel?
Yeah.
Hey man, what does you think?
I like the picture. Your makeup looks good. Makeup looks good.
The makeup on Scott?
Yeah.
Would you believe that Scott, would you take him for a real woman looking at that picture not knowing it's Scott?
It looks better than a lot of these girls in here.
Oh, jeez. Manuel, let me tell you something. If you've got a copy of this, you've got to look. And I'm not going to mention any names because, you know, I just can't believe the guy below Scott and Dina.
Yeah, take a look at that, man.
The guy in the cowboy hat and the mustache?
Yeah.
Not mentioning any names, not going to embarrass anybody.
Right.
But that guy... I mean, does he look like he just got off like a cattle ranch in Casper, Wyoming or something? Where did this guy come from?
Yeah, it looks like from the movie Young Guns.
Young Guns.
I tell you what, at the reception, he's probably going, oh, look, honey, we got us another spittoon for a gift. Ding, ding.
What do you think of Dina as a groom?
She looks very different.
You, I wouldn't. Now, Scott looks about the same to me. But Dina does not, I mean, nothing like she looks. Makes
Boy,
kind of
I
a weird looking
not.
Guy. Yeah.
Boy,
your
I hope
your
not.
Mustache is a lot thicker in person,
yes,
I think is what
you.
It is. All right, thanks a lot.
And we're going to Jill on line 4. Hi, do I look like Le Cajafo?
Yes.
Thank you.
What do you think, Jill?
I think it's very, very funny. I laughed so hard. I found it and I was like, oh my God.
It's
no way. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so funny.
We, you know, it was kind of funny. We got it taken and I showed the picture to Tim Bird, and I didn't say, okay, look at this picture of Scott and Dina. I just said, look at this picture of this wedding couple here. And Tim Bird looked at it and goes, ooh, man, are they ugly looking.
As only Tim can do.
Oh, man, are they ugly looking. Jill, what part of town are you in anyway?
I'm in the Southwest.
What part of what page on the community section of the Republic is that picture on?
Page 7.
Now it's on. We found it on page 5, 7, and 9.
Right.
So really, look through the whole thing for the wedding section.
Yeah, it's Dean Powers. That's Dina and me, Myra Breckenridge,
Nyra Rowther.
Nyra Rowther.
Yeah.
It's in the community section of the Republic this morning.
All right,
hey, Jill. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
If you don't have a copy of it, call us up and we'll fax it to you, or just better yet, run out and buy one and take several from the newspaper machine for your friends down at work. Go ahead and get the newspaper machine for a quarter. You can buy a whole stack of Republics today, all right?
And sell them on McDowell right around the Coliseum.
Steal it off your neighbor's porch.
It's 7:25 in the morning.
This is Strand Rock.
But hurry, offer definitely ends Monday night only at Smith Mason Nissan.
26 after 7, 7:26. Traffic sponsored this morning by the Phoenix Cardinals. Plenty of great seats still available for the game with the Patriots this weekend. 379-0102 for ticket information.
And here is Mark Jeffrey with the traffic on your Power 92.
Thanks, Dean. Dina, we've got some flow to go.
Both
you guys
guy.
Look great. And one thing I have to say is it's almost kind of sick, but I thought Scott did look kind of cute when I was looking through those pictures before I knew anything.
Thank you, Sailor.
I know it.
I swear, you and that blonde just next to you. Anyway, we've got some slow and go inbound the Superstition Freeway. Heading past Mill Avenue, there's an accident, and because it took a while to clear traffic back up to Fiesta Mall, Alma School area. So extra heavy traffic, kind of like it was yesterday morning. Inbound the Super Maricopa's slow and go, but at least it's normal. We've got heavy traffic inbound Papago. There's three accidents, one of them an injury accident. That's I-10 eastbound 51st Avenue. All the cars off to the either the left side or the right side. They're not blocking. Curiosity is a big problem. Traffic backed up past 59th Ave. Try out McDowell as an alternate. All the mountain passes are loaded up, especially the Dreamy Draw on Tatum Boulevard. Injury accident awaits at 59th Avenue and T-Bird. And Alma School at Warner. Something's wrong with the traffic lights. I'm Mark Jeffrey, Airborne, Dependable Road. Watch on your Power 92.
Good morning, this is Dina Fox with your Power 92 information update. It's 81 degrees at 7:29. British hostage Jack Mann was released yesterday after 2 years of captivity in Lebanon. He was reunited with his wife last night in Cyprus, and they are expected to arrive in Britain this morning. The head of the United Nations inspection team being detained in Baghdad by Iraqi soldiers says his team will not give up documents which detail Iraq's nuclear weapons program. The UN Security Council, though, is demanding the team's release. Democrat Ed Pastor was the winner in yesterday's statewide election to succeed Representative Morris Udall in Congress. He is the state's first Hispanic to go to Congress, and he won out over Republican Pat Connor yesterday by nearly 10,000 votes in the Phoenix and Tucson areas. And they'll be remembering Elaine Horwich today at the Scottsdale Center for the Arts. The prominent Southwestern art dealer died suddenly of an apparent heart attack Saturday at her Santa Fe home. The 58-year-old Horwich also had a residence in Scottsdale, where a memorial service is set for today. Valley weather sunny, the high near 105 for today. Clear tonight down to 78, and tomorrow partly cloudy, the high temperature 102. Right now it is clear at 79 in Tempe. It is 81 downtown, and that's your Power 92 information update at 7:30. Good morning. This is Dina Fox with Dave Ryan and Scott Thrower on Power 92. Tick, tick, tock, yeah.